out. The torch has just been lit for the first time this morning. They bring the lantern. It holds that sort of whole flame that's lit from the sun on top of Mount Olympus. And they light the flame from that this morning, right at the end of Bournemouth Pier. They're looking very cinematic this morning, kind of dark black skies with the sun bursting through, lighting up the old Harry Rocks, which are absolutely sparkling in the sun and sunlight. The Purbecks looking glorious this morning.
We watched Jay Lelliott from Dorset, another teenager, just take over. It is really, really quite moving. And look at the crowd reception here on Bournemouth Pier, pier approach. We're running up now on the back of the media bus.
Welcome to Boscombe. This is day 57 of the Olympic torch. Are we excited?
Yeah!
Do you know what? I've been watching this flame since Ben Ainslie lit the first one in Land's End 57 days ago. And there was a slight concern that by the time we got a month and a half in, the interest would start to wane. Not a bit of it. All the way down Palmerston Road and round into Christchurch Road, they are four or five deep this morning. 8:30 on a Saturday morning.
Anybody carrying the torch, it's a great honour for Jacqueline to do it in front of such huge, ebullient, excitable crowds as she runs past the King's Arms Hotel. There are a number of those rumble sticks, the blow-up plastic sticks being banged together. It's almost like a guard of honour for Jacqueline as she runs down now and receives the acclaim of the crowd.
So what have you made of this then? Have you ever seen Lyndhurst so busy?
No, it's been fantastic, not even the summer. So it's brilliant.
A bit of a once-in-a-lifetime experience
seeing
this come past.
Yes, absolutely. It's fantastic. Lovely for these two men.
We got to touch the torch! Whee!
Crowds greeting the convoy as it arrives ashore, giving it a great big welcome here on the Isle of Wight. They're going to be forming up over the next 15 minutes or so and then heading off into Tottenham, where the first runner's going to hit the ground at about 1:04. So the excitement is building, Alex.
We're going to be transferring the flame on the chairlift from the sea edge to the chairlift station. I think that transit, you'll probably know this better than me, Alex, takes around about 4 minutes. We've just gone past the Colway Bay Inn, so I'm sure you know which direction we're heading in at the moment. And safe to say, it is dry. Thank goodness for that.
Now, experience tells me that broadcasting from a boat in the middle of the Solent is always a tricky thing to achieve, but that's what we're going to attempt right now with Neil Sackley. You're on the water, Neil.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Hey!
Ye of little faith.
Redjet 4, which is it's a passenger service, left at 4:45 from West Cowes, tonked it up to catch up with Red Eagle, and now it's slowed down, and the two red jets are flanking the car ferry. Here comes Azura now, and again on Azura, as on Independence of the Seas, you cannot move on the top deck. Here we go. Azura doing the there comes Azura's own reply.
And the crowds now here at St Mary's are starting to get excited, Neil, because they've all, fans have rushed down to the front of each stand. Some of the accompanying staff have come into the stadium. Here comes Alice Constance. She has the flame lit well and truly. You can see it right across the pitch from where I am.
And she leaps around with joy, a huge smile on her face as she waves to the crowd, her torch still lit, held aloft. And the cauldron is now burning in the city of Southampton. We waited 57 days to see it in Southampton. The crowd are going wild. They're all waving their flags. The rain has held off.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen, Jill Rose and the Olympic flame.
And the MC just whooping the crowd up. It's here in Southampton. Here she goes.
That was just like out of this world. It was just like amazing to see so many people come down and get on board with the whole Olympic flame.